Matthew Stuckey here, giving you another video on Mormonism Exposed. And in this video, I want to talk to you about the idea in Mormonism that Jesus was a sinner. Jesus was a sinner. Now, here's an example of something where the Mormon church has changed through the years, and presidents have contradicted themselves. And nowadays, you know, they're not going to tell you that Jesus was a sinner, but this is actually what Brigham Young taught himself. And here's a quote from Brigham Young. He says, "We believe that we have a correct idea of the character of the Son from the writings of the apostles, so far as they learned it. But while he was tabernacling in the flesh, he was more or less contaminated with fallen nature." And we see that Brigham Young is being very vague as he says, more or less contaminated with fallen nature. He doesn't give you a direct statement here, but he has many statements that are very similar. And the idea that he's expressing is the idea that Jesus Christ was a sinner. Because what Mormonism teaches is that God is, man once was, as man is, God may become. And they looked at Jesus Christ and said that he was a sinner, he was just a man, and then he eventually became God, and he overcame his sinful nature and got rid of the sins of the flesh. And they'll say that we should be perfect, you know, as our Father in heaven is perfect. And they say that that's what Jesus Christ did. He was contaminated by fallen nature. He sinned, he did wrong, but he eventually overcame that. Well, obviously this is false. Obviously this is blasphemous. But let me just give you a couple of verses from the Bible to disprove this idea. It says in 1 John 3:5, "And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin." So the Bible clearly says in him is no sin. And see, this is the reason why he was able to take away our sins. And it says he was manifested to take away our sins. The Bible says God was manifest in the flesh. So God actually came down and he died and he paid for our sins. Jesus Christ obviously was God in the flesh. The Bible teaches that. And so it's not that, well, a man came and a man died for our sins, but that he wasn't God and he was a sinner. No, the Bible says God was manifest in the flesh. And in 1 John 3:5, it says, "And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin." The reason why Jesus Christ was able to die and pay for our sins is because he was sinless. And the reason why he was sinless is because he was God in the flesh. But see, what the Mormon church teaches is that Jesus was a sinner just like you and me, and he eventually became perfect. Well, first off, we cannot become perfect. We're going to sin until the day we die. The thought of foolishness is sin. And Jesus Christ never committed any sins, and that's the reason why he was able to die and pay for our sins. Anyways, thank you, and God bless.